It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Welcome to July. It is high summer here in New Hampshire. And with that in mind, we wanted to kind of get a rundown of some interesting events that we don't want to miss for the month around the Granite State. So we brought in New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoids. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Okay, so finally, it's summertime here in New Hampshire. There's so many things to do. I know you've got a list. What's at the top?
Sure. Well, coming right up, as we probably all know, is the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple things that I think are a little bit different.
Okay.
Fireworks are great. Everybody loves things that go boom in the sky.
Sure.
For sure. We have a great list online at the website if you want to check out your town's fireworks. But something a little bit outside the box, I think, is the celebration at Strawberry Bank in Portsmouth.
Uh-huh.
They do a naturalization ceremony there. So I think a really nice way to celebrate our country is by welcoming new Americans.
So what can you do at the naturalization ceremony?
So you're just a witness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to go and say hello and welcome, I think that would be okay. And it's also during other events. There's not just that going on. They have an old-fashioned field day at the museum where reenactors are doing their thing. And you can visit all the historic homes in a place that, you know, is really old and helped found our state.
Mm-hmm. One of the birthplaces of... Well, the United States.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's very fitting.
What about some other events?
So the other one that I think is a little outside the box, if you will, just like that one, is the New Boston celebration. Obviously, New Bostonians know all about it, but this is a really old tradition. I think they're in like their 89th year or something crazy this year. And it's just super classic. They do all sorts of fun things. The parade is just outstanding. The townspeople go all out for their floats. Just Americana.
So, if you're looking for kind of an old fashioned small town celebration for the 4th, that would be a destination.
That would be it. And they do this really fun tradition where the oldest resident and the youngest resident are honored. So, you got like an old person and a baby or a kid. It's just, it's cute. And, you know, it's a really fun time.
All right. You know, each month we have you in and we have something to do with the kids, with the family. But we also always like to point out something you can do with an adult beverage in hand. Kind of traditional for us. So what have you got on that?
I feel like I'm developing a reputation here, Rick. So, but that's okay. It's a good one, I think.
I'm right with you, Erica.
All right. Well, this one's actually happening in Concord, right in your neck of the woods here on the Kiwanis Waterfront Park. It's July 13th. It is the New Hampshire Brewers Festival. And it is unique because it is just New Hampshire.
All New Hampshire breweries.
Yeah.
So this is a chance to check out some brews that you may not have heard of before and maybe won't find in your local, you know, grocery store.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's something like 40 brewers. It's, I want to say, the largest grouping of New Hampshire brewers in one place and it, you know, ever, all year long. Some that you might recognize to tiny little nano breweries that you really should know about.
Support your local brewer.
Absolutely.
What else is on your list that you don't want us to miss?
So something that I like to do every summer, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful place, is the St. Gaudens Estate in Cornish.
Mm.
It's actually a national park. If you don't know about it, it was the home of this, you know, renowned sculptor in his day, Augustus St. Gaudens. And he has these gorgeous sculptures that he did throughout the grounds. The grounds are unbelievable. The house is beautiful. It's just such a lovely, peaceful place to walk around, and I wouldn't miss it.
That's a New Hampshire destination I don't think many people do know a lot about.
They don't. You know, I tell people about it all the time, and I very rarely get like, oh, yeah, I know about that place. It's beautiful. You know, it's a real secret for some reason.
Well, I suppose if it's not that well known, it must be rather peaceful and nice when it's not too crowded.
Yeah, maybe I'm ruining it. Maybe I should stop talking about it.
Are there things on your list in July that you don't want to miss?
Absolutely. Related to that, actually, is Opera North, very cool organization based in Lebanon, is doing an event St. Gaudens adjacent. There's an old historic farm there called Blow Me Down Farm that needs a lot of love and rehab, and this is their second year of holding a opera circus mashup event there. And it is
opera
fantastic.
Circus.
Yeah, I know.
How does that work?
It is a little strange when you think about it, but they have opera performers singing, there's music, mm-hmm. and then they have circus performers doing acrobatics, dancing. It's just, it's really cool.
And singing clowns? Do we have singing clowns
there
here?
There are no clowns,
oh,
I don't think.
Okay.
So
right.
More along the lines of Cirque du Soleil, but much, much, much smaller scale.
Okay.
But it's a really cool thing. It's July 12th through 14th. Check out the Opera North website. I really think it's a unique event.
You know, again, if you've got the kids and you want to do something fun as a family, it's fair season almost, isn't it?
We're getting there. It kicks off at the end of the month. I know people think fall fairs,
right.
Maybe it's because of the alliteration. I don't know. But there are some in the summer, and one of the first ones is the Stratum Fair. That is July 18th to 21st. All the classic stuff, midway, rides, 4-H mm-hmm. exhibits. One thing that sets them apart a little bit is they have a big lobster fest thing. So check that out. I wouldn't miss that.
New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoids, joins us each month with events. You'll find more about these events, by the way, online at nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.